Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I think I'm just going to send Luann this. And I think it says it all. I don't think I need to add anything to it.
I like it.
You think?
If it's a life lesson. I think this text to Luann is fabulous. It's quite appropriate. Good move, Dorinda.
Send.
Oh, I got a text from Dorinda.
You did not. What does it say?
When you haven't forgiven those who've hurt you, you turn your back against your future. When you do forgive, you start walking forward. Tyler Perry. I mean,
she's
you gotta be kidding me.
No response?
No, no. We love Tyler Perry, but really?
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm here with the beautiful, hilarious, wonderful Leslie Grossman, one of the most requested guests.
Your check is in the mail, Mr. Pellegrino. Thank you for that wonderful, auspicious welcome. I'm thrilled to be back on the couch.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to have you here because you're a Housewives expert.
I am a historian.
I know.
I am a historian, and someday I'll make money off of this, Danny. I don't know how, but someday.
You need a podcast. You truly do. That's what everyone wants.
I know
you're busy. You're busy. You don't need
your
to do
your podcast
it.
Is fantastic. I feel like, do people really need another podcast?
Yeah, they do, Leslie. They do.
I do have a lot of thoughts about a lot of things. So, you know what? Maybe when I get a free minute, I will do it.
I know you're busy. You're on 100 shows.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
And right when you sat down, I was like, did you get a chance to watch the New York episode last night? And you're like, you just rolled your eyes at me. You're like, come on.
I felt angry with you that you would doubt my loyalty and allegiance. Like, that's going to get downloaded right into my brain as soon as it airs. And I have DirecTV, so if I'm home, I get that 6 p.m. feed, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's how I watch it.
Is it the best?
Yeah. And people message.
Then you free your whole up. You free your whole night up.
Your whole night's up. Like, I have dinner afterwards.
Yes,
like,
it's perfect.
Truly my favorite thing.
It's heaven.
And people will ask me, they're like, how are you watching it now? If I'm tweeting it or something, I'm like, Sling TV. It airs East Coast time. It's the best thing in the world.
Ever. I love you. I love that, like, SNL is now on all the time. I like that.
You know, some of the Bravo shows I get screeners for.
Oh, you lucky
and
bastard.
Let me tell you. They haven't approved me for New York, which is devastating.
That also makes no sense, but go
on. It's devastating, but it's the best thing ever to be able to watch it a couple days. I mean, come on. Leslie, are you happy that New York's back?
Okay. I've said this many, many times, and I'll reiterate it for you again. All of the whole franchise, all the different cities, they're all my babies. Mm-hmm. And as any mother will tell you, you love all your babies equally. But I will say this, New York is my most special baby.
It's the best.
I love Beverly Hills, and I don't care what people say, and we'll get into this in a minute. Yeah. I have a lot of fucking hope for this upcoming season of Beverly Hills.
Sure.
But New York, to me, is my gold standard. It's my number one. I love those ladies. And do you know what I like most about them? What? I really was thinking about it today. They're all ladies of a certain age. Mm-hmm. They're all deep into their 50s.
Right.
Past menopause.
Right.
And you know what? They have zero fucks.
Zero fucks to give.
And they're all so iconic.
So iconic and doing things on television that no other women of their age are doing, scripted or unscripted.
Not even a
little
bit.
We are seeing divorces. We're seeing people dealing with alcohol abuse. We're seeing death. I mean, we're seeing all of the human experience.
Uh-huh.
And it's wrapped up in this hilarious package. That Tyler Perry thing was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
And Dorinda was so earnest.
So earnest.
So earnest about it. But I have to say, I continually come back to Ramona.
Me too.
She is, I mean, everything about her, because I really don't, you know, you remember when The Real World started all those years ago? And then by the third season, everyone knew the formula, everyone knew the game, and then they were just playing for the cameras. But really, that first and second season felt really pure.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona, to me, is as pure as her first season.
Oh, yeah.
She is as pure as she was 10 years ago. She cannot help it. Her horrible behavior on the tennis court.
Again.
You can finish playing because I already worked out.
Yeah.
My tennis game isn't the best because I've been traveling the past month, and then it rained a lot in the Hamptons. Because I worked out for an hour, so I'm like...
All right.
I did core fusion today and yesterday, so I'm just kind of...
That's cool.
Sorry.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Like, I already worked you out today.
I did core fusion.
I did core fusion. And no one's listening. I did core fusion. And she's like legitimately pissed that Tinsley's actually a good tennis player. Like, give her something.
She can't. Ramona cannot help herself with any of it. Like, she's just, she is who she is. She's not changing a bit for the on camera.
No. She and her is French a monster. Manicure. Yes.
An upfront monster.
A monster.
Just a complete monster. And she's, that's who she is. And she's not trying to hide, not a bit of it. The other thing with New York that I think goes overlooked is that this is a cast full of all-stars.
Yes.
Every single one of them. No weak links. Tinsley's the closest to a weak link.
But she delivers.
But she's still good. And on any other franchise, I feel like Tinsley would be like a good, solid performer.
Now, remember that I did base about 30% of my character from last season of American Horror Story on Tinsley.
Right.
So she's not nothing, Danny.
Did she ever hear that? Because I've thought that. She did what she said.
She was very nice about it. She didn't, she like there was a lot of people were tweeting it at her and then she like did a little smiley face. But I've never spoken to Tinsley directly. And you know that there's a few that I've made contact with. Like, I really love Rinna. I really do. And I feel like Rinna and I would actually be friends IRL.
I've only heard great things about Rinna.
She's really, and because to me, she's the ultimate hustler.
Yeah.
Nobody gets it as well as Rinna does. She's so brilliant at marketing herself. I just adore her. But everyone else, like, I don't want to actually cross that line. I want my picture and then we're done. I don't need to make it real.
Because you always say they work for you.
They work. They are. I'm their boss. I'm sorry. And Rinna, I'm not talking about you if you're listening to this. Most of them, 97% of them are talent free.
Sure.
So their job, their talent is being on a reality show. And that is, you're not Denzel. I'm not going to bother Denzel at a restaurant.
Yeah, you're not working on your craft Ivy.
I will swat a sandwich out of Jack's hand and tell him to pose from a damn picture.
100%.
That is his 100%. Job, Daniel.
I completely agree with
Daniel Pellegrino.
And a lot of times when you pull back the curtain, because I've had a lot of them on the show or I've interviewed them, and you pull back the curtain and it can be a little bit dark. I had Sonia. A lot of people have been messaging me about this. They're like, address it, because I had Sonia on this past week.
Okay, I haven't listened to it yet. Don't get
so
mad.
So it was, no, it's okay. It was all about Scary Island. Like, that was the focus. And
which
it was a crossover.
To me is so iconic. I mean,
it's
like,
It's the best.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want to just say that a lot of them, like, don't hold up. I watched Scary Island when I had the flu about 6 weeks ago. Danny,
wasn't it amazing?
Danny, it gets better.
It gets better.
It gets
100%.
Better!
It gets better. When you, and every time I watch it, I peel back layers and I find something that I didn't even hear before. This past time I rewatched it because it was a crossover episode I did with like the Bravo people.
Oh, wow.
So like I
good
rewatched
you.
It.
You know what? I got to listen to this, Danny. Shame
it's
on
good,
me.
It's good. But
it's because I've been listening to The Dropout, so I've been a little busy. Sorry.
You have things going on, Leslie. You have things going on.
I'm very politically
But
active.
I caught like a quote that I hadn't caught before where Kelly is talking about how she doesn't know how to take pictures with her camera and then she takes pictures of everyone on the beach. It's like just little moments every time I watch it. But anyway, so I do this thing. It's with the Bravo Daily Dish people who are wonderful and they're in New York. So we talked about the Scary Island thing and then they brought in Sonia into their studio and via the over the air we did.
Wow.
Now, Sonia's cadence, voice seemed maybe a little bit off at the beginning.
Oh.
And everyone's been messaging me about it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I didn't.
Do you think she'd taken a pill?
But I don't know. But I don't know.
But can we be honest?
I don't know.
Can we be honest? And again, I want to say something. I love Sonia.
Me too. She's the best.
But I want to say something.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
She's a terrible drunk.
I got nervous.
She's a horrible drunk. I'm sorry. You don't have to say anything back. Sonia, I love you if you're listening. Her behavior is insane.
Yeah. I mean, all
if that
of them.
Was my mother, I would be very upset.
I mean, and there's reason to be cause for concern, but also it was like, I don't know. I wasn't there. It was like via a phone line and they edited it. They sent it to me, you know, like, so I don't know. Everyone could judge for themselves, but everyone's asking me to like address it. I'm like, I don't know what to address.
Well, first of all, what are you going to address? You weren't in the room with her. You didn't see what
didn't
she did.
I didn't see what was going on. I posted a video. They sent me a video of their,
what
her
she
in
was
the studio.
Doing.
And so you can see it and everyone could judge for themselves.
Does she still have those extensions in?
Yeah, she had the bouffant. You know, she has that bouffant. Yes, she's doing the press tour at the bouffant.
No, it's not good. Because she has
a lot of bouffant.
She has gorgeous bone structure. Keep it a bob.
Right.
Or
what do you make
lob.
Of Babs? We're going to get into this episode, but I'm calling her Bullet Babs because you know what? My dad, when I was younger, he always would have his tool belt and his stuff. And I remember he used to say, grab my bullets, but he didn't mean the gun. He meant his screws and nails. Yeah. Like he had a bucket.
All right, I'll call her Bullet Babs. So, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
So far,
I like how you just went with it.
She's
I'll call
not
her
drawing me in. I mean, there's just she is there to run defense for Lou, in my opinion. And I don't find her particularly compelling. I'm sure she's a lovely woman who's built her own business, and good for her. I love when Bethany you know, first of all, Bethany's house, Bethany has the best fucking taste.
I agree. I love her decor.
Her homes are so gorgeous. My God. Like,
you're a historian. Did you catch in that rental? She had that painting. I don't know. Do you remember from Bethany Ever After?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
The painting
about.
That she made such a big deal about getting. Yeah.
Yes. And it was sort of in like a hallway, like that, like the back. I know exactly
what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. She just has impeccable taste. And I love when she goes into Barbara's house and she's like, Barbara herself admitted that her interior design needs work. I mean, the inside of the house was absolutely disgusting.
It was hideous. Disgusting.
The property itself, you could tell, is very pretty. And I'm sure if the house was redone on the inside, it would be better. Oh, did you hear that? I just choked on my own spit. No, I got well, so you know excited.
It's
talking
a
about-
lot. This is exciting. Leslie, I feel so thrilled when I'm talking about Roni. Like, it's literally, I feel the exact same way.
I don't think she's going to deliver. I want to just say one thing.
But do you feel like she's angling for a spinoff with Bethany? Because Bethany and Frederick didn't work out. And I felt like Bethany brought her into that rental house and they're angling for a spinoff. And I think Bethany pushed for Babs to get on.
You know what? Maybe.
Babs to get on because they'd make a good spinoff. And I would watch every episode of it.
Yeah, because maybe Babs could do the actual physical building.
She'll do the design. Work
and yeah, Bethany or the, could do all the interior stuff.
Yeah.
I just, as of this writing, but let me tell you something. I was in New York in the late fall doing a little press, and I was doing, it was the same time Jersey was premiering. And I did something, and Dolores, Teresa, and Jennifer were the next interview after me on like New York Live or something like that. So I had a very quick interaction with them, and not a minute had aired yet of Jersey, and I didn't know what to make of Jennifer. But I got a vibe off her. I was like, she's going to bring it. I got a vibe off her. And guess what? She brought it.
Yeah, those girls were good.
I'm not getting that vibe off Barbara.
Yeah. You know, I feel like...
I think she's a Lou apologist.
The good thing that I think about the silver lining for Barbara is I feel like she does fit in very well. Like, she's like their age. She seems to know everyone. So that part... is great.
She got her house in the Hamptons.
You know, the bell bottoms are tough to look at.
The clothes in general. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to be a shady bitch, but like, no. She doesn't know how to dress. Although Bethany was dressed great. Like sometimes Bethany, I think 90% of the time, Bethany looks so good. But then she was wearing like a denim on denim.
Yeah.
There was a bedazzled denim pant. I know it's all skinny girl clothes.
Skinny girl jeans are not for me.
And then she was wearing like a very... high Louboutin, white Louboutin pump with the spikes. And I was just like, this is making me uncomfortable. But still, there was thought behind it. Barbara just
puts it all together. It's just like, she goes and throws whatever's on. My friend Annabelle texted me that there's not one color foundation that matches her skin in that tool belt.
it's terrible.
It's like not in the toolbox.
The jury is out on Barbara. I'm obsessed with Sonia's new very small apartment.
Oh my God. It's very small. And it felt really, I felt disturbed by it when I was seeing it last week with the towel up. Like something about it just made me a little bit uncomfortable. And I'm very happy for her that she downsized and that she's got out of that house. But it did bum me out a little bit.
It was a bummer. I mean, the other place always depressed me and I could feel the dust. Like I could feel it on my hands and it was.
But do you feel like we almost got used to that other place? Like I was uncomfortable, but I was also comfortable.
Like I would have stayed at the pied-à-terre upstairs.
Yeah.
But
dusted it off, brought some wipes, wet wipes.
Her having that intern now, it's like, it's too small. And also like, what is, she's bringing you breakfast in bed?
Like, and it was a big breakfast. It was like lots of toast. It was oatmeal. It was like tons of food there.
It was a lot happening. And she's just so shameless.
Let's talk about these taglines because we finally got the taglines this week and they've been saving them now for the second episode, which is like a weird thing, I think.
Sonia's tagline is the most insane thing I've ever...
It doesn't make...
Why are you referring to gay sex? I don't understand why you're referring to gay sex. Why are you calling yourself... What? What are you doing? You're a bottom?
People call me over the top, but lately I prefer being a bottom. It makes no goddamn sense.
It makes no sense. And guess, it's not for ladies.
It's not for ladies. No, a gay man wrote it, which, great. A gay man should be writing these taglines.
But it makes no sense for Sonia.
But make it make sense. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. Okay, keep going.
Luann says, I plead guilty to being fabulous.
I mean, that's fucking great. I'm sorry. It's fantastic. Go on.
Ramona's is weak to me. It's the only thing I'll set up for is more. Yeah. It's just like boring.
No.
And I'm surprised it doesn't have to do with the ageless skin cream or like one of the products or the wine. I like when she ties it into wine.
Yeah, me too.
Tinsley's is game set. Now I need a match.
Oh, it's sad.
It's like sad.
It's sad single lady. And remember how about when Dorinda was like, it's probably not going to happen for you about having kids at dinner?
Dorinda's getting extra mean, right?
Like she's
getting really, really mean. And I love it and hate it.
Yeah, like, of course.
I love it. Bethany's is when life gives me limes, I make margaritas.
I mean, fine. It's fine.
It's fine, but that should have been hers 10 years ago.
I agree. It's not, it doesn't feel very current. It's like, you're a boss, dude.
Dorinda.
What is Dorinda? And also, I only want Dorinda to speak in her drunk voice. Like when all says, like, she doesn't pronounce her R's, she gets a really intense speech impediment when she gets drunk. And then the sideways point, like the,
I was talking about this last week, but do you remember in Cartagena when Dorinda was really drunk? She's talking to Carol. She's like, I don't care if you're the biggest heroin addict in the world. I'd invite you in and I'd sit you on my couch and I'd say, what the fuck is up?
She was putting her lipstick on.
She looked like that fucking Joker. And it's just like, she's telling, and Carol's just sort of like smiling and nodding. But she was so wasted and she's talking, I don't care if you're a heroin addict. I'd tell you to come to my home and we have some dinner and then
I'll fucking shoot you up.
It was like one of the darkest things I've ever seen.
No, one of the darkest things for me was when she was going to Puerto Rico with Bethany and the night before at that dinner and she starts yelling at the nice people from the charity that are just there to help.
Leslie, the things we've seen with these women.
I'm traumatized. Go on, keep going.
You're a drunk.
Bethany was correct.
She was right. And
it's a business dinner.
Let's dive into this whole argument, a conversation about whether or not the drinking argument. It was like Lou said in this episode that Dorinda has a problem. Like
which she
said.
Does.
You think she does?
Do I think Dorinda has a drink? Yeah, I do, Danny. I think she got a drink. I'm sorry. Danny, just you guys, for you guys listening, he had to adjust the levels because I got so shrill.
No.
She has a drinking problem. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But don't you feel like now she's like overcompensating a little bit this season? I mean, we are only two episodes in, but
she ain't gonna be dry too long.
How long do you think she'll be dry?
Half of one more episode.
She's getting lit at the clam bake.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
she's gonna show up drunk to the clam bake that she wasn't invited to.
100%. That is also bizarre. And that clam bake, like, I love how it was freezing cold. The wind was blowing. What a terrible environment.
I know.
Go on.
I know. Oh, did you catch that? So they get to, let's go to the beginning of the episode. I'm jumping around a lot.
I tend to do that with you. I force you into it. Okay.
I love it. There's too many things going on in this episode and I get too excited.
It's over exciting.
So the Tinsley and Sonia show up at Ramona's house. Tinsley brought caviar. And did you catch this? Tinsley had to say, I brought caviar because she said otherwise Ramona would save it for her other friends.
Which I believe she would.
She would totally do
and
that.
And Tinsley wanted some of that caviar. She paid for it. She wants her amount.
I'm finding Tinsley to have a good read on these women. That's what I'm liking about Tinsley, because in her confessionals throughout this episode and last week, she said a couple things where I'm like, she's spot on.
Agreed. And another thing that really made me like love Tinsley was last year in Cartagena on that boat ride where she was like, it was fine. She wasn't
this
that
happens all the time.
Like, she wasn't that rattled. And I kind of loved, although she's so crazy in other ways. But anyway, yes, I think she's got a good beat on who these
women
are.
She's got a good beat on it. Yes. And then they all dress up as mermaids. They have a little mermaid photo shoot. Doesn't make any sense.
And also, like, my daughter, who's 12, was into that when she was 8 years old. Also, that Ramona going down the stairs. Like,
oh, so funny.
Couldn't just put it on downstairs?
she just gives it. But she, that would be something where another housewife, I feel like, would do for TV.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that Ramona's doing that for TV.
That
I feel
was
like
real.
She was just genuinely doing that.
Yes.
But I love that Dorinda reasoned that putting on these mermaid costumes were, like, something they could do not drinking. It was, like, and I thought, like, how many more things, like that last 15 minutes. Like, you put it on, you take a photo in the pool, and then you're done. But Dorinda's like, you know what? We always go to these dinners, and we drink all the time. I thought we could do something fun. It's like, okay, we're going to need a whole slew of things, because that's 15 minutes.
It's really sad we're going to have to bake cupcakes.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
They need activities. It's like, but that is literally what you do for a very young child. Like, when my daughter would have a play date, I'd be like, okay, what can we do? Okay, well, that's only going to take 15. Then I got to have next they're going to tie-dye t-shirts and, like, decorate cookies.
Do you remember when they decorated those jeans at Dorinda's for
that
charity
was
or
so
something?
So horrible.
And didn't she, like, I think she stitched a coaster on something or I don't know.
Something like that. Yes.
So there's two different houses happening. They're, like, all in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. Bethany's got the other girls at her house. And Lou and Babs are over there, and Lou says that all the hot guys are at AA, and she says she's waiting a year to date, but...
Oh, that was the best! But she's like, aren't you supposed to wait a year to date? She goes, oh, no, only other people in AA. No, that's actually not true.
It was like, incorrect. All of her AA experience is very unclear.
11 days.
11 days.
And she's like, I'm fine now. She's like, I'm doing great. Also, did she make reference at that dinner about the house, and she needed to get the house? Did she say she was manic?
I feel like
she said it and then they kind of breezed by it.
There was Bethany said, I think Bethany was the one who said Lou was manic that night or something like that. She
I
said it very
ahead.
Quick.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to skip ahead.
Let's skip ahead because I want to talk about this too. I thought it sounded like that experience of Lou getting drunk and having two bottles of rosé and then calling people asking for $6 million and then emailing friends asking for $6 million. And then Babs and Anne, the other friend, and Bethany had to like email those people she was emailing and say it's not true. Yeah. That didn't sound like a drunk thing to me.
I agree with you.
Like I know about mental health and like that seemed like another
That seemed situation. Like a manic episode.
Exactly.
Didn't you think?
100%. And Bethany did quickly reference it. So I wondered like there has to be something else.
Because look, I'm no expert. But I've been around people who are extraordinarily drunk and what do I know? That behavior didn't seem to fit with that.
Exactly. It didn't fit to me at all. Was really sad. It was really sad to me. And then she said Babs had power of attorney over her.
Okay. Now you bring up something very important. Do you understand that it is not easy
to get power of attorney? Yeah.
It's just like nobody talks about the fact that Britney's still under a conservatorship. Do you know how limiting a conservatorship is? She has to get permission to use her phone.
So wait, power of attorney, what is it? Is that the
it's
same
not
as
not as
a,
limiting as a conservatorship, okay. But it's you. Someone has to really be proven to be totally and completely incapacitated and unable to advocate for themselves. The only people I've ever known who have done it is for their parents who are very infirm, who are seriously ill and unable to make medical decisions or legal decisions. That to me sounds like someone. I think there's a whole thing not being
there's something else going
correct.
On.
I think there's and something not being
also,
discussed.
Can a judge or whoever order that if the person's drunk? Like, wouldn't they have to wait till they're sober? I don't know.
It's her impulsiveness, her terrible decisions, her bad decisions with men. It just seemed this to me. Look, I am,
and we're not doctors, of course.
I am not doctors, exactly. And I'm not shaming anyone. I'm just saying I think it's more than two bottles of rosé.
It seemed like something else, yeah. And the way that they were laughing it off as two bottles of rosé, it was just like maybe something else.
No, it's not your friend who got wasted at the club and then whatever.
You know, when they were at Bethany's house and Babs was, you know, she's doing leaning into this tool belt stuff. She's doing a lot of construction puns and everything. Uh-huh. And another reason why I thought Bethany probably likes it, because Babs was talking about, you know, not getting laid for a while or not having a boyfriend. And then Bethany kept saying like, oh, you're going to have someone, you know, paint your house, paint your puss. Or, you know, like she was doing a lot of like, and I thought Bethany probably really loves this because Babs is sort of a cartoon character, right? Like she's so specifically a character of like construction and tool belts and all that. I thought Bethany must really be enjoying this because she has someone to make fun of in a very specific way. And I think eventually it's going to get old for Babs, and I'm excited to see that dynamic.
Yes, I agree.
You know, so
I love it that your notes are so typed out, Danny. I know. This is like we're at a real board meeting, and I love it.
There's a big division between the blondes and the brunettes. Do you think this is going to go on all season?
Yes, I really do, and I think last night I felt like. No, it wasn't a filler episode, but there was a lot of building. And I think now we're going to start to hit our stride.
Yeah.
And when you saw this, because first of all I ever want is coming up this season on a Housewives. That's my favorite thing. But like in the next episode, like Dorinda is here to set fire to everything. And so we're ramping up and it's going to get really, really good.
But even a filler episode for Rural Houses in New York, it just feels so good to me. It's like there's still so much comedy.
Agreed.
But so the brunettes are going to this intervention dinner to celebrate. And I found it odd going back to this whole sobriety thing. Just because it was an intervention dinner, it seemed weird that some of them were drinking.
Sonia said she wouldn't.
Sonia wasn't.
But then it's like maybe.
Barbara did and Anne had wine in front
of her. But could this be just one dinner where you don't drink?
It just seemed to me that if we're celebrating that, if it's very specific to us celebrating Luann's intervention.
Yeah.
What do you make of Anne? Anne's the other girl that was part of this Charlie's Angels crew.
Her hair is incredible.
She looks straight out of Ladies Home Journal.
I'm concerned about Anne. And what's the other friend of Bethany's?
I don't remember.
They've showed her a little bit. I don't like the outsiders coming
in. Friends.
Go away. I don't like you. I don't know you. Go. I want more Dorinda time. You're taking away from my other ladies. I don't care about
you. That's how I feel about Ken on Beverly Hills.
Yes.
It's like, I do not need Ken on my screen. Like, show me anyone else.
But I like when Ken says texts.
Texts. So when Sonia saw Babs, did you catch this? Sonia said,
tell me.
Oh, I know Barbara. We, you know, have been at a lot of events with each other. As businesswomen, we would cater to society. What the fuck does that mean?
There's no words in those
what
words.
What the fuck does
We
that
would
mean?
Cater to society.
What the fuck?
Maybe much like her behavior when you interviewed her. Maybe she had drank some special water.
Something's maybe going on there.
Well, Danny, it's not going to get better as she gets older.
I know.
It's not going to get...
I know, but who's to step in? But the girls seem to have stepped in with Sonia. You know, she gave up the sauce for a while.
Remember, was there anything better? One of the highlights of the whole series was when they were... Where were they? Were they in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun or something? And
Atlantic City
trip,
maybe?
Was it Atlantic City when she was talking about John?
Yeah, that was Atlantic City. Oh. I just rewatched that recently.
What did Bethany yell at her in the suite? She was like, I got it! You got Madonna! You got John! Like, what was
no,
she
Dorinda
saying?
No, Dorinda said, John's been dead for whatever.
But Bethany yelled at her.
Like, because she just kept saying, you can't keep saying... Updad is Stad or whatever. I can't even think of it.
Stad. And yes. Yeah, it was so great.
And she's like, I promote people. So yes. Kept saying.
Oh, it's terrible.
Also, that episode, just going back, has the most amazing like limo scene when they go to Sonia's house and Heather's waiting and she just gets pissed. And it's like a full fucking episode in the limo of just them arguing to get to Atlantic City.
It was incredible. Was it pouring rain? Am I right?
It was pouring rain. Yes. There was like construction work going on.
It was hours.
I know. I liked Heather. I thought Heather was underrated and people give her a hard time, but I think she was a good housewife.
She was fine. The holla was very tough for me.
Hey, mama.
Oh, no. Too many mama. Go on.
Okay, so then we have all this business about them having to disinvite Dorinda and possibly Ramona from this clam bake that Babs is throwing.
Right. And by the way, why was she throwing the clam bake?
Unclear. I mean, doesn't it seem like Babs is like a very central part of this show for being a friend of? I don't know. We don't know.
Well, they made her.
You know, she's an author, though. She has books, like fiction books.
What?
She has a book.
Is it like romantic fiction about being a home builder?
I mean, I haven't read it yet. It's on my list. But it's like some.
Danny, it doesn't have to be on your list.
I know. I won't really.
Okay.
But I think there's maybe a hammer on the cover or something.
Is it like a mystery?
It's like some sort. It's fiction. I know it's that.
No, Babs.
And it's a book, but I thought, and it's with a big publisher though.
Does she have an apple? She doesn't have an apple in the beginning, but they've given her a prime. They're treating her like a reg.
Right in the cast.
Don't you think?
She's been in it more than Tinsley. She's had more scenes than Tinsley.
Has she shown up in previous seasons?
No, she did. Don't you remember?
No. Oh God. Don't get mad at me, historians. I feel like you're disappointed at me.
Do you remember?
Remind me.
When before Luann got married to Tom.
Yes.
They had this event.
On the yacht?
It wasn't on the yacht. It was like, I don't know, maybe like a blood drive or something.
Okay.
I love this show.
Okay.
It was maybe not a blood drive, but it was something. Anyway, Carol was mic'd. Babs wasn't. They were in the background.
Oh, yes.
Carol was talking to her, Barbara, and saying, you know, about the wedding. Yeah. And then Barbara, the mic picked it up and it said, like, Luann's just going to go through with this wedding
and
then
get
divorced.
Right. Yes. Okay.
And so that was like her moment.
Correct.
On screen.
Okay.
I heard, though, they just rushed into filming and they needed someone. That's what I heard.
God. That makes sense. But God, there was no one else.
I mean, it was probably down to her and Anne. And it's like, which are we going to choose?
Oh, Anne with her. What did you say?
Anne would have been sadder.
Good housekeeping.
Ladies Home Journal.
Ladies Home Journal. Yeah, even worse.
But do you think they should have disinvited Dorinda to this clam bake?
No, I want Dorinda invited to everything at all times. I was trying to think about it from their perspective, but I don't care about their perspective. I only care about what I want.
Right, like show us the goods.
Correct.
And that's why Ramona's good TV, because she shows up anywhere. It doesn't matter if she's disinvited or not. She will show up.
100%. Oh, Ramona's you know what? I'm going to go. And you have to tell me after half an hour, because I come in like a bullet chine shop. And so I got to ease in, because that can be overwhelming.
Let me just say this got lost. What you just said got lost in the episode, because I think it was one of the greatest, most hilarious things I've ever seen. And it got lost because of that Tyler Perry thing was so amazing. But lest we forget that Ramona arrived uninvited to this clam bake and then ordered Tinsley in the backseat of their car to set two alarms on Tinsley's phone, one at a half an hour to talk.
Because that's what I'm going to confront. And that's what I'm going
to
confront.
To confront one of the other cast members. Because she said otherwise she confronts him too soon. She had to wait a half an hour. And then she says, set a second alarm to remind us, because I told Sonia after an hour we're leaving.
Tinsley, time 30 minutes and tap me on my shoulder and I'll figure out what I can do and not do.
All right.
And then tap her at 1 hour to say we need to exit. The 30-minute timer is for her to come over to me and say, okay, Ramona, talk to Barbara about Luann and Dorinda, because I don't want to go in too quick, because a lot of times, you know, I am the bull in the china shop and I got to, like, you know, pace myself. And then we promised Dorinda we'd leave after an hour. So then when it rings again, we'll leave in an hour.
Oh my God.
And Tinsley didn't even question it. She did it. She knew that in order to secure a place on the show, she might have to act like Sonia's assistant or Ramona's assistant, but she's going to do it.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking funny. And I just felt like it got lost.
Yeah.
It was like a beautiful, hilarious
moment.
Well,
you know, it didn't get lost on us, Daniel.
I will never forget it. I will never forget it. What do you make of all this? This is a hard shift to do.
Okay, go.
But we talked a little bit about Lou asking people for $6 million, yeah. And then it was revealed she was calling Dennis for $6 million. Now, did you know that Dennis?
No.
I didn't know that he had that kind of money.
And that she was like, get Bethany to give Dennis... to give me this money from Dennis.
Like, I would have thought she would have asked Bethany for the money, but I didn't know that Dennis was that much richer.
How did he make money?
I don't know. That's what I don't really know. I should know that. I know.
It all feels very dark.
I know. That stuff is sad.
It really is sad and very dark, and that Dennis's daughter keeps texting Bethany. I don't know what to make of it.
That made me sad last week.
Can I just say one thing?
You could say
what did you think about Bryn and the texting to Dennis?
I thought, I didn't like how Bethany read Bryn's text on the camera.
A, and B, I'm just going to say something. I am a parent, and I think that parents are very uncomfortable speaking about death around children. And I know I'm going to sound like I'm a hard ass or whatever, but I feel like I wouldn't tell my child that anyone can hear you by texting them, no matter how little they were. Like, their body is all done living.
Yeah.
I would talk about someone's energy, how he's still alive in our hearts, and we still love him, and we can talk to his kids or whatever. But it's like that she kind of led Bryn to believe that she was actually in conversation with Dennis. I don't know. The whole thing made me very uncomfortable.
It's also, very
things
weird.
Have you read that lately things are heating up again with Jason?
With
Hoppy
Jason,
and her?
When's it ending? It's never
I don't
ending.
Know, but they're in them, and that she's trying to get full custody away from him. And he really, I think we've talked about this.
I know we've gone deep in this,
but I really do feel like.
Have you shifted at all on Bethany? Because you were always so, you're always so ride or die for Bethany.
I still am.
You still are. Okay.
And I read it and I think he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think she's any walk in the park.
Right.
I think that he's a fucking psychopath. And right. I think he probably did terrible and crazy things. And I do think that Bethany should have full custody, in my humble opinion. Right. I just do. I don't trust him. He seems like the kind of person
he's
that's going to
take off.
Sneaky
little bitch.
Yes, that there's going to be a fucking Amber Alert about Bryn. I really do.
You know, but I didn't like, going back to that text message, I just didn't like that she read what the daughter sent him on camera. I thought, like, sometimes Bethany just goes a little too far with showing everything, and I know that it's her reality show, and she's showing her life, blah,
I
blah,
love
blah.
Her, but her Insta stories, sometimes I'm like, babe.
Those bathtub collars, do you ever see those?
I can't. And also, when she just is singing into the camera, it's like, great, you know all the words to Don't Stop Believin'. So does everybody. I don't need you to sing it the entire time. I love her, and sometimes they're great, and sometimes...
Just let me hear Journey.
100%. Like, sometimes they're just devastating. Sometimes they're hilarious.
And a lot of times with Bryn involved, it's just like she's ignoring Bryn to sing to the camera. She always does this series, and I only know this because people send him... I had to stop following her stories.
Did you?
Yeah, because they were just too dark for me.
Yeah.
But she would do this series called hashtag bathtub callers, where she's in a bath naked, and you don't see like nipple, but you see like more than anyone should,
in
my
opinion.
She's
never been shy about showing her body.
Right. But so Bryn's like in the tub with her, and she's doing this series of like, it's a sketch comedy thing where she's playing a character and she's making fake phone calls to companies. And it's like, Bryn, there's literally video of where you can hear Bryn like, mommy, mommy, like calling for her. And I'm like, oh my God, I like, it makes me like sweat, my ass clenches. Yeah. And I'm like, this is too much for me to watch. Like, your daughter's craving your attention.
Oh no, Bryn will
My friend saw them on vacation too recently.
What?
Yeah, like sort of like
nannies?
Less than a year ago.
How many nannies?
I don't know. I don't know about that, but I know that they kept seeing her around this resort and always on her phone, ignoring.
Right.
But you can see that on her Instagram. So it's not even like a secret. If you watch her Instagram stories, you could see like there's a lot of ignoring.
Bryn has fodder for minimally a decade of therapy.
She needs Dr. Amador.
She needs Dr. Amador. And I'm also praying that she goes full Christina Crawford, and I would like a book.
Oh my God.
I want a mommy dearest. I want my book.
Oh my God, Leslie, can you imagine?
No, I can't. I would literally like, please do it. Grow up, Bryn. Do it before I'm dead. Please, God, I've got to read that.
I know. Oh my God. It is dark. And I love Bethany, and people get mad anytime I say anything about it.
I know. You're ride or die for Bethany.
I know.
And we had an interaction.
But we love her so much that we're concerned about certain things.
I worry.
Yeah.
But look.
Wait, you had an interaction? Tell me.
Well, it was in the New York Post. I was interviewed by the Post, and they did something about how I talk about how Bethany is my favorite.
Oh my God. I think I remember this.
She's my favorite housewife. I'm obsessed with her abs. And we had like a nice little interaction on Twitter about it. But again, I don't want any IRL interaction with Bethany mm-hmm. ever. I've met her a few times. She's lovely.
Yeah, but you don't want to go to dinner.
So I don't want to go to. Yeah. I don't want to go to a meal. And Bethany, if you're listening, it's not I don't think you're lovely, but I don't want to break down that wall, that fourth wall. I like it up.
Yeah. Well, I remember that Twitter. I think I was texting you about it because I was so excited I was so excited.
By the way, I'm prepared to talk about Beverly Hills.
We're going to talk about Beverly Hills. Real quick, though, let's talk about this tennis. What did you make of the tennis guy? Did you like? He's cute, right?
I don't think any of them are cute. I'm so sorry. And the swim
I'm gay,
guy,
so I think all of them are cute.
She's so... Danny, you're gay? What?
Surprise!
Oh my God, did you know I'm Jewish, Danny. Did you know that? This is shocking.
Hi, that's my Jill Zarin.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Okay, can we just say quickly on Scary Island when Jill Zarin walks in
time.
And Alex starts crying, and it breaks her down, and she's like, "I have been through.
There has been enough drama. There's been enough drama."
Danny,
her voice is shaking.
Danny,
oh, she can't get through.
I could watch that. You know what? I'm gonna watch it tonight.
I know it's good. It really like heals me.
I like it better than the Kelly Bensimo.
When I'm going through it, like I throw that Hulu on and I watch the old episodes of New York. It just something soothes me. That and The View. People always say like I'm a depressive person, so I have to put on like Ladies Arguing really like calms me down.
Well, you know what it is? It's a hit of serotonin.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right
yeah.
to my brain.
Yeah. There's still so many mysteries about Scary Island. Let me just say. We'll get into this,
let's
too.
Go.
So, Bravo.
Danny,
we
should get a group together and stay at that fucking house.
Leslie, I would die.
I would die. We could do like,
I would explode.
We could recreate, take pictures of iconic places. We could
do. Oh my God, Leslie.
What was she saying? What was Kelly Bensimon saying to Alex? Soft Johan face. We could recreate
Leslie,
the photo shoot.
I would die. Wait, so let me tell you this. So I did this thing, the Scary Island that I mentioned to you earlier, this crossover episode with Bravo.
Right.
The whole idea was that I was going to interview Sonia about Scary Island.
Right.
Well, first of all, I couldn't ask certain things.
What? Why?
Because Scary Island's a mystery still.
What are you talking about?
But I did ask certain questions that mysteriously got edited out of the episode when they sent it back to
me. What?
Well,
Kelly Bensimon having a manic episode?
Well, there was just... things that like the only reason I'm saying it because I don't no one tag anyone don't get me in trouble
no one you guys
no one tag no one ever tag this is a safe place.
Can I just say something? Everyone listening to this, can this just be a trust tree?
It's just
can you not
us.
Tag
no
speak
tagging.
Amongst yourselves. Don't bring this out into the world outside of the podcast.
Thank you. But so one of the things I know there's something in here one of the things that I asked a lot about Kelly Bensimon, and one of the things that Sonia told me was that night after Bethany said go to sleep,
yes.
you know, the night before Kelly was escorted off the island,
right,
so that was the first night Ramona and Sonia spent on a vacation together in the same room. And the reason is because they were scared of Kelly. And from what I remember, allegedly, maybe this is what Sonia told me, that was maybe allegedly cut out of the episode, not on my choice.
Okay.
But they had put an umbrella in the doorway to keep out Kelly because they were scared of her.
They were really scared of her.
I know. Like, don't get me in trouble, you guys. No one ever mentioned this again.
Like they thought that Kelly was going to actually come harm them. Kelly was scary and out of control.
There was something else going on
her
there
eyes
too,
were
which
not
I
right.
Right.
But you know what? Maybe,
which is sad, and I hope that she.
Yeah, but that also seems a lot like cocaine. But go on. Sorry. Allegedly.
But anyway, there was things that got cut, and so that just leads me to believe that there's still a lot of mystery regarding the Scary Island trip that I don't know that we'll ever get answers to.
I wish we could do like a Ghost Hunters, but at Scary Island.
I know we should.
Yeah.
We should. Okay, I don't know what else from this episode. I want to talk about Beverly Hills while we're
I think
why
next
I have
week
here.
Is going to be good. Okay, can I just open hot with BH?
Real quick though, the Tyler Perry thing. Let's break that down for a second.
What a
Dorinda
gift,
literally
but that
said,
will live on. You know how every
forever.
Season has a couple iconic things?
Like that's forever.
A forever moment. It's a forever moment. I feel like I want that cross stitched on a pillow now.
Like so fucking funny. Like just
And I don't think Dorinda was being funny at all.
No, there was no and Ramona either. I don't even think Ramona knows who Tyler Perry is. Like she saw that quote. Did you see her reading that quote? She's like, yeah, that seems like a good thing to send.
Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems nice.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I loved it. Okay, Beverly Hills.
Like that like that also, I thought it was going to be like a Brené Brown.
Right.
Do you know what
the
I mean?
The lead up to it, I was taking notes and I was like, are they not going to tell us what she said? This must be so good. And then finally they revealed that it was a Tyler Perry quote. And I was like, oh my God, I'm living. The editing of that, the climax of that scene, producing of it.
They really
perfection.
Knew what they were doing.
Perfection.
Now let's go to Beverly Hills. Can we pivot?
Yeah, please.
I have a lot of feelings about this episode. It was half filler. Yeah. I want to just say, turn me down.
No,
Danny, got to turn me down because I'm going to screech. We got a lot of Kyle Napkin crying. You know when she rolls up the napkin into her index fingers and then does a very painful deep push into the tear ducts, and her daughter does the same thing.
The daughter who ordered a well done steak,
really well done,
really
which
well done.
Didn't anyone
it's
read
scary.
That Anthony Bourdain book? If you request, in Kitchen Confidential, he's like, if you request that, they give you the shittiest piece of meat and burn it and think you're a piece of shit. Yeah. Like that.
And they're right.
Yeah, they are right. Yeah. Guess what? But here's the thing. I have a lot of feelings about Kyle and her children when they go to college. Okay? A lot of feelings. I understand that Kyle wants to seem like a really involved and great mom, and she probably is. She makes it all about herself. This is all about her experience of her children leaving. She then makes her children responsible for her feelings with her constant crying and putting all of her anxiety and needs and wants on the children. Mm. And don't you worry about me. You're going to have fun. It's going to be fine. It's so fucking narcissistic.
There's been enough drama.
No, exactly. It is so fucking narcissistic. And that then the poor little Portia is hysterically crying. What the fuck are you talking about? I went to college. My parents took me. And I also want to say this. This whole thing about decorating your child's dorm room, stop it.
Too much.
Doesn't need to be that comfortable. What are you doing?
Yeah.
My parents, I went to Sarah Lawrence. My parents took me. My dorm room was a piece of shit. My parents stayed for half an hour. And then they were like, we love you. Good luck.
And Kyle stayed like, was it overnight? It was overnight, right? They stayed at a hotel.
I think they were there for days, but
also
they only showed what they showed. You think that she didn't go to the Bed Bath & Beyond and decorate? She kept saying, oh, we'll make it cute.
Well, have you seen online now? There's like all these people that do these dorm room hacks,
you know,
or whatever, where they're like
it.
Insanely like decorating these dorms. And you're right. Mine was the shittiest dorm I've
garbage.
Ever. Such garbage. Like I was living in squalor.
Yes.
And I remember I moved in. I didn't know my roommate and he was obsessed with the color orange.
Great.
He had orange shit everywhere. And let me tell you something else about him. His name, I'm not going to say his name, but he was very disturbing living with him.
Okay.
But he was obsessed with those claymation Christmas specials, which are one of my nightmare
like
things.
Like Wallace and Gromit
stuff? Like that, but like the Rudolph ones.
Oh,
you know, like,
yes.
Which
like,
that's
like
one of my biggest
70s?
Fears in life. Yeah.
What is your fear? That a claymation something's going to get you?
I've always been scared of them. And
like they just creep you out?
They creep me out. I've never liked them when
like
I was a kid.
Like they're disturbing.
I just
Dave
didn't
want to
watch them.
Remember Dave and Goliath?
I don't even know that one. I do.
Oh,
is that what's a clay one?
You remember? Hey, you don't remember that? It was like, okay, go on.
But I don't like that stop. I don't like clay.
I understand what you mean. The stop.
And I remember I came back from a night out or something and he was like wrapped up in his orange blankets. He had literally orange everything and he was just watching Rudolph in September. And I was like, this is too much.
I want to tell you that my freshman year roommate, we were only roommates for about 3 months, that our dorm room on her side was covered with black light Led Zeppelin posters. So I'm going to ask you if you think that she and I had a lot in common. Okay.
So
she
how also, did you get rid of it?
She sent me an email. There was no email then. She sent me a postcard.
Morse code.
And she sent me fucking smoke signals. That's how long ago it was. A carrier pigeon. But my mother, I'll never forget this. I got the postcard and my mother said, my best friend, who's still my best friend, is named Allie. And my mom said, oh, Allie's playing a trick on you. She sent you a postcard and is pretending like it's from your new college roommate. And I read it and I was like, this is not a joke. This is actually the person. Allie doesn't write like that. And my mom was like, oh, no. So I just moved out. I just found another room, moved out. My point is, you shouldn't. There's an old saying in parenthood, okay? You're supposed to prepare your child for the path. You don't prepare the path for your child.
Wow.
And also, stop making your children.
That sounds like a Dorinda quote.
Well. It's a Betsy Brown Braun quote, who's a parenting expert. And also, stop making your children responsible for your emotions. Why are you having a meltdown about your child going to college? Have it privately. Mm. My mother turned 50 when I was a freshman in college. I never, for all I know, they were thrilled to have me out. My mother told me it was the worst year of her life because my brother was 5 years older. It was her first real empty nest.
Yeah.
She said it was very difficult. Did I know about that? Nope. Because my mother didn't make me responsible.
Right.
Your job as a parent is to take care of yourself.
Wow.
You don't put your shit, you don't hang your shit on your kids. And I want to throttle Kyle through the television.
We
Stop
need to send
it.
Out an SOS.
You're not prompting. You're not. I think she thinks it makes her look like a great mom. That she's so destroyed by her children leaving.
I see what you're saying.
And I don't like it. Stop doing that to your kids.
You know, I didn't even think about that. And I'm taking myself back to when I
was
dropped out at college.
Danny, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you. I feel better when all my kids are under one roof. Do you understand what you're doing? You have one job as a parent. Now I'm getting very angry, Danny. Your job as a parent is to create a person who can live completely independently of you. That is your job. Yes, of course, you want to have a loving, warm, fantastic relationship with your child and see them a lot. And I see my mom all the time and we're so close. But I don't need my mother to exist.
But what I'm hearing is that you have a healthy relationship with your mother and your kids. And Kyle.
There's doesn't. Because we have boundaries.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like my
didn't
mother,
one of her daughters, like go to college. And called,
if my mother called me crying about how hard it was for her that I was at college, do you think that's good?
Okay. Flip side of the coin though. I remember my mom calling me crying after Dang. She dropped me off. Like I remember I can visualize like being in the dorm and they didn't stay. They dropped me like they moved my stuff in. And then I remember the look in their eyes,
yeah.
they didn't release the tears until like I was closing
yeah.
the door.
Yeah.
And I remember like even my dad's face, my dad can be a crier. And
but I think that's fine.
But it was
that's
like
sweet.
All coming out. And then I went and cried in I'm a crier yeah. too. So I probably cried
sure.
in the group dorm shower. And then I think they called me on the way and I could hear in their voice yeah. or whatever, but I don't remember like them being there.
I don't think it's bad to show emotion
yeah.
and to say, I'm so proud of you.
Right.
And it's so crazy because you were a baby and now look at you, you're 18 and going to college. That I'm not saying don't have that conversation, but I'm saying give it a rest with the hardcore index finger napkin tear duct shoving. And just when I saw Portia start hysterically crying, I was like, oh,
but
God.
They learn. You learn from your parents. So, you know, Portia's probably going to be similar and Farrah and the other one.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
What do you make of all this LVP stuff, though? It's very
dramatic.
And I have trouble talking about it because people come after me online and I'm like just trying to stay out of it.
I'm going to be honest. I don't understand the reality of Lucy Apple Juice. And also, I want to call her Lucy Apple Juicy. I don't want to call her.
That's the most frustrating thing about it all. Now we said it. It should be fucking Lucy Apple Juicy.
Okay. I want to just say this. I find fucking Dorit. I love to watch her.
Oh, you like Dorit. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like Dorit.
Right, but you like to
watch
her.
I find her very compulsively watchable. Now, when she showed up to horseback riding in her Chanel suspenders. Now, do you know how, like, all the big fashion brands have ridiculous things that they sell? Now, here's the thing. I love Chanel. I love a Chanel bag, even though I shouldn't because headline, Coco Chanel was a pretty big Nazi sympathizer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, she loved the Nazis. And guess what? Didn't enjoy the Jews. So I feel like I'm betraying my people every time I get a Chanel bag. But you know what? She's long dead.
She's dead. She's paying for her sins down in hell.
She's long dead. I've had a BMW who, P.S., weren't so great to the Jews either. So I guess we've moved on. And now, you know what?
Pick and choose your battles.
There's a leader right now in Germany who I admire a hell of a lot more than I admire my own president. So there you go. My point is, although he's not my president, the point is, don't at me on Twitter, motherfuckers. No tagging. The point is that I love a Chanel bag, a classic boucle jacket, but then you're like, who's the ding dong who's buying Chanel skis?
Dorit.
And it's Dorit. Those motherfucking suspenders that said Chanel every time at the swim party with the Dior visor. Like
the visor
fanny
packs.
You
and
look
all
like
of it.
A it's fucking like, victim from hell.
It's too much.
It's so embarrassing.
And also it's sad because you know the financial situation. Like if you read any of the blogs, there's
they
all this
owe
stuff
so much.
With PK and Dorit. You know, I got mad this past episode because we were in the Bahamas and that whole thing where the person, did you see the video online of like someone
yes.
attacking Dorit
where
in the Bahamas?
Like, pay your debts.
Pay your debts.
And that
it's
woman
like, why aren't we seeing
knew
that?
PK.
We should have seen that.
Oh,
like, where
was great.
It? But it should have been in the episode.
And it
right?
was so juicy, wasn't it?
It was so good.
So anyway, then they go to the Mexican. Oh, I love when Dorit's like, I feel such a connection to horses when she's saying that whole thing. And she is trying to downplay the accent lately.
She's doing a little bit less.
It's still there. But my favorite thing was when they order their food and she ordered a vegetarian burrito.
Burrito.
And it wasn't even like it was the tongue between the teeth burrito. And it was like, I'm sorry, are you speaking Catalan Spanish? Like, is this Barcelona? What the fuck is happening? She also said Michelada. I'll drink a Michelada.
And washing the three of them.
What are you doing?
It was the most bizarre three-person scene.
But I fucking love Erica Jane and her fucking beer when she gets a beer.
She loves a beer, and I love that, too.
A fucking beer.
I love that, too. Drink that beer, Erica Jane.
Drink it. Drink that beer.
Drink the beer.
But Dorit is too motherfucking much. And just like... snatched within an inch of her life at all times. Yeah. Now
she's, I don't like Dorit's look, but I do like looking at her looks. Like you said, I liked seeing what she's going to come out with every scene.
100%.
I'm very interested. I think she's a not good person.
No.
She's a monster too. They're all monsters.
They're all monsters.
Don't you find like we have to pick and choose? Like a lot of these people are, we're watching monsters. Like I see online, like people were tweeting me today about something about Ramona. Cause I love Ramona, and they're like, what, she's over the line a monster. But I think all of them are mostly over the line.
They've chosen to be on reality TV.
Right.
So here's the thing.
Can you just tell me that it's okay that I love certain monsters more than others?
Danny, yeah. If I said it wasn't okay, I'd be talking to myself as well. It's okay. It's more than okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You gotta love. Look, you gotta love who you gotta love. The heart wants what the heart wants. So here's what I think. I think that they got sick of Lucy Apple Juicy. I think that somebody came in the house and was like, "I'll take her," and they were like, "Great, please, mm-hmm. just get rid of her."
Not a friend. Not like a close confidant.
They had no idea
it was
where
just
the
someone
fuck,
who was there.
They like, had no idea where the fuck that dog.
Jehovah's Witness showed up at the door, and they're like, "Okay,
maybe." You know. So I don't. I here's the thing. Guess what? I don't have to take a. I don't have to pick a side, and I don't have to pick a team. I can just enjoy it.
Right.
What I enjoy more than anything is I enjoy Rinna. Really
stirring that
pulling
pot.
All the strings and being like, I'm gonna knock this in the direction I want it to go. I love that aspect.
So good.
And I'm not,
she knows how to move a storyline forward too. Like Rinna knows,
yes.
We need someone in there.
She's a
and
producer,
people will
baby.
Say, she's hustling, baby.
Don't
own
she's
it.
She's a producer.
She's a producer. And she's moving
she
it along.
She was like, I've never looked better. I've never made more mm-hmm. money. I've never been more successful. I've never been happier.
We need someone moving these things along because I think if Rinna wasn't there, then I feel like Kyle and Lisa would just be so slowly like going back and forth about this thing. And in general, like this dog thing is taking up too much of my airtime. I think it's too much. And I'm not into this.
Do you believe
whole,
Teddy when she said, I have never lied and you've never seen me lie? Do
well,
you think that's the
I
truth?
Didn't like that she said that. I didn't like that
Why?
She said that because I thought, I don't think anyone should claim that. I never lie or I, because I think that's a lie.
I was going to say, it also sounds like something a liar
something
says.
Something a liar says, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't so defiantly say, I've never lied in my life.
Right.
I will never. You'll never catch me in a lie.
Right.
It's like that doth protest too much or whatever.
Right.
But I will say that I do find it refreshing that Teddy's like, I'm not innocent in this. She's saying I was signed up to stir the pot.
Do you know that I also don't understand some of what's happening? I don't
right.
understand.
It's confusing.
As Ken says, Blizzard. I don't understand Blizzard's place in this.
I've read so much about this goddamn dog case.
I don't.
And I still feel like I don't have my head wrapped around
I don't,
it exactly.
I,
but
I,
what I do feel
I
like
don't I don't understand that they had set it up for them to come into Vanderpump Dogs that
day.
Vanderpump
and Teddy had set up that they were going to go into Vanderpump Dogs that day and talk about the Dorit situation, how the thing. And then when it was going on that day,
he was going to randomly, that other guy who runs it with her was going to just show up holding Apple Juicy.
The dog was already prepared to come out.
Right.
And Lisa, and I feel like Lisa and Teddy both, you know, got together and were like, we're going to go and we're going to expose Dorit that she brought this dog.
So Lisa and Teddy were a team, you think, initially?
I think they were. And I think that's what, I think they've all agreed to, I don't know, I could be wrong.
Okay.
But Teddy has come out and said that.
Got it.
I don't know, we don't know what's true
like
or what's
Lisa
not.
Set me up.
And then when they were filming the scene, Teddy noticed that Lisa kept saying, let's not talk about this. I don't want to talk about
this.
Oh,
that all of a sudden she felt thrown under the bus by Lisa.
And so then all of a sudden Teddy kind of put it together and she's like, oh, so I'm being the one who's, I'm being thrown under the bus now
right.
to be set up. That's how I viewed it.
Okay.
But again, what it all goes back to is Dorit shouldn't have given that, you know, it's like Dorit's fucking fault in the beginning.
Exactly.
In the first place. But also the thing that I'm noticing for sure is that it feels to me like they're trying to set up this Vanderpump Dogs spinoff, which
yes,
I'm not interested in seeing.
Me neither.
Because this
I don't
week,
care. And it's going to be what, like,
I don't
the
give
hot
a shit.
Young groomers?
They're not hot young groomers there. I've been there a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's really not.
I'm not interested in seeing that. There's so many other spinoffs in this whole Bravo universe that I'd love to see. That more than this dog.
Like
leave the dogs alone.
What would you want to see?
I'd like to see that Vegas. She's opening that Vegas
yes.
garden. I think a Vegas spinoff would be
yes.
great. Sheena like sort of lived there part time.
Like
she
Vegas
could open
Vanderpump.
It. Vegas Vanderpump.
Sheena
and they'd
could
be
move
so,
there.
She would move there.
Yes.
You know, this girl Kayla who was on Lohan Beach Club is friends with Sheena, and she's brilliant. Messy.
Oh, is she messy?
She's messy. And so, like, they could open it together.
You know what? That's very smart, Danny.
They could. I know. Give me a producing
credit.
See,
you're thinking like Rinna.
I'm thinking like Rinna, moving the story along. And people in Vegas are messy anyway. Like, yes. Everyone's drunk there. Like, show me that.
The air is different.
But aside from that, literally anything else, then I don't want to see a dog, because then it's like the dogs get wrapped up to an. If it wasn't a spinoff for Animal Planet, I'd be like, let's see it.
Right.
Like, I would love
like a sweet show about.
A sweet show about the dogs there. Like, just show me, or just put a GoPro on that.
100%.
So I can look at which dogs are in there and just like tune
so
in
cute.
A YouTube live where I can show 100% see the dogs.
Yes.
But I don't want it where it's like these messy gay men just being like, you know, getting in. When John Blizzard showed up in that scene with Lisa and he was mic'd, and I just thought, like, there's a lot that goes into something like that. Like, getting approval from producers, getting mic'd up, setting up the call time. It wasn't just like John Blizzard randomly like running in front of the camera accidentally or something.
Yeah,
it was like he sat down with Lisa Vanderpump.
It felt too contrived.
It was way too contrived. And it was like, that's them setting up this spinoff, which I like. I appreciate that Vanderpump's hustling a spinoff.
Can I just say one quick thing? Because we're talking about Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Did you read the Vulture deep dive on Jax that came out about a week and a half ago?
Shocking.
I want to encourage all of your listeners, because it goes so deep into the real pathology of Jax. It is not a puff piece. It's a really interesting deep dive into his psychopathy. And I would really encourage people to read it.
I mean, Jax, I can't wrap my mind around him.
He's a liar. He's like Dirty John.
He is like Dirty John. He like really, he puts me on the edge. Like, I don't know. Are you watching Vanderpump? You're watching Vanderpump.
Again, how dare you?
Wait, I want to ask you, are you watching Married to Medicine LA? That's one where I'm like, do I need to watch that?
Because you know I love the original Married to Medicine.
I love Married to Medicine.
Oh, I love it. Dr. Heavenly. I love all of them. Mm-hmm.
Mariah
Quad. I also feel like they get very raw about their relationships.
Oh, 100%. I think Married to Medicine is one of the most underrated Bravo shows.
Me too.
And it's the best Bravo show that showcases the husbands. They do the best job.
No, the husbands
showcasing.
Are very important. And also,
and they're not boring to watch. Like,
and that they show warts and all. They're real fucked up.
Some of the most compelling TV.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, totally my agree. God. It's fascinating.
But I haven't checked out LA yet.
I mean, I watched like 10 minutes and I was like, I don't know that.
Yeah.
And like Dr. Heavenly was trying to stir it up for them. Like, she's the thing that
she was trying.
I don't think it's going to get me the way. Look, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to binge it and then I'll be in on that one too. You know that I was not a below deck person until about 6 months ago.
Leslie, we are the same person because I'm the same way. I wasn't watching it either. And then this past season was the best season of any TV I've ever seen.
Danny.
Yeah.
It's the best show that's ever been. I love it so much.
I totally
do. You like
agree.
Captain Sandy or the other guy better?
I like Dr. Erton. Doctor. I like the, what's his name? Why can't
do
I
like
think of
Below
his
Deck
name?
Med?
No, I like Below Deck Regular. What's the?
Oh, were they not Med?
No, the last
Med is Sandy.
Med is Sandy.
Right, which I love.
Captain Lee. Captain Lee. Which I'm very attracted to Captain
Kate
Lee.
Kate and Josiah?
Amazing.
The best dream
the best
team of all time.
TV I've ever seen.
It
in my
was
life.
Danny. It when, was
when,
so good.
When Captain Lee told Chandler he wanted to eat his ass for dinner.
that girl who came in for the last charter, who screamed at all her friends.
Thrilling.
Danny?
Thrilling.
Danny.
I didn't even watch it either. I had watched
Why
like maybe
watch
early.
It until recently?
I don't know. I watched early seasons and I liked it enough, but then I just somewhere
maybe
along.
Maybe it's just
I got overwhelmed.
Really good.
That's what happened with me. I got over when they added the Mediterranean.
When the
I was
guy
like, overwhelmed.
Almost lost his foot. And
Ashton,
he got pulled.
Who's so hot too.
The whole and the crazy bitch who ended up leaving early.
Caroline,
who by the way, lied. She was a total bitch.
And did
they
you
were
see
like,
her,
get
like,
out.
She
and
had then, like Twitter meltdowns.
Yes.
Too.
It was great. And also called in to watch What Happens Live. Did you see that? And they didn't know she was calling in. It was great.
It was really fantastic. If anyone's not watched that, go watch that last season of it. It was so, so good. But there's so much going on. Vanderpump's, you know, it's not the best season, but it's still going.
I'm still invested. You know. Lala, she's going to scream a lot in the next episode. And my favorite is when she gets mad and yells at that sad.
Raquel.
What is her name?
Raquel.
Of course, her name is Raquel.
I know.
Just when she's screaming, and like, why is Raquel? Okay, so should we talk about how I did see James's mother?
Yes, please.
So I can't. This is so dumb, but I can't say what show I'm working on right now because whatever. So who cares? But I'm working on a television show, and yesterday she was a background actor. James's mom was a background actor.
Now, I saw that she had been doing background work, because I think someone posted it on, maybe it was her account, posted it on Instagram, like, I'm on Law & Order or something.
Oh, no.
But it was, like, clearly a background.
Yeah. You know, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
She came into the makeup trailer and I gasped out loud.
Wait, she went in your makeup? She was in like
because
the same makeup trailer?
They have to check all the background. Like they just have to check them, make sure the hair looks right or whatever.
You know, I did background work when I was first moved to LA, and it was the most horrifying thing.
It's not easy.
I mean, I did everything. It was like NCIS, one of them. I did Scrubs. You remember when Scrubs rebooted?
Yes.
I was in like that one season.
It's not easy work.
No, it was awful. The one thing, I don't know if it was NCIS or CSI or one of those kind of shows, but I remember it was like an 18-hour day, and they put us in a warehouse. It was a big group scene, and they gave us old Domino's pizza. Oh. Like they reheated Domino's pizza from like the day before. It was so depressing.
That's terrible.
And they it's
pretty dark, but she's
and everyone's like fighting to get the featured extra spot because there's like sometimes they'll be like, oh, we need an extra.
There's a hierarchy amongst.
And so, it's miserable.
It's very dark.
But so James's mom is doing it now.
Look, it's honest work.
Yeah.
But I was still, but I got excited to see her as if Robert De Niro walked into the trailer. I mean, that's how excited I got. Like, I cared
more
about.
Did you talk to her?
I didn't, and I really meant to.
Yeah.
We didn't really.
But it would have been hard.
We didn't have a chance to cross paths, and I had a lot of talking to do. Like, I had to do a fucking monologue. And so then I got really. I actually had to work.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we were wrapped, I was like, where is she? Where is she? And she was long gone. And I was so devastated. I didn't get to talk to her.
She had a quick scene in and out. She must have nailed it.
I really should have gotten a picture with her.
Yeah. Her storyline's dark on there. And it makes me even sort of sadder that knowing that James is doing all this work for his mom and now his mom's trying to make a living, an honest living, doing extra work. Can't we give her a line?
Where's London Gangster?
Can't we give her a line?
One line.
Give her one line. If any showrunners out there, give her one line and hire me for a line.
Can I plug something really quick?
Please. I'm going to wrap this up because I know you have to go. And
I'm going to plug it for the listeners.
Yeah.
So there is a show that's coming out this week on Hulu. It's called Shrill.
With A.D. Bryant.
I'm in an episode. It stars A.D. Bryant. The showrunner and co-creator of the show is my very best friend. Her name is Allie Rushfield. She is truly a genius. The show is so wonderful and so fantastic and so groundbreaking and so important. A.D. is so winning and hilarious and heartbreaking and brilliant. It is only it's 6 episodes.
And I just read the most phenomenal review of it. That's why I knew of it because I saw something.
The New York Times, the New Yorker, the L.A. Times, they are getting fantastic reviews. You can tune in to see me doing a quick little fun thing in it. But the show is so good, Danny.
I
mean, who doesn't love A.D. Bryant?
I mean, she's amazing.
But this is really like, this is going to be a thing. This show is going to be a
Shrill.
Thing. And really every woman should watch this show. So I'm just encouraging everybody to watch it. Binge it.
And Hulu's doing this great stuff because I'm obsessed with, I think, I don't know if I told you, but Pen 15, which is
a
new,
literally
obsessed with
that. That might be
it.
The best thing I've seen.
Oh, yeah. It's like the most brilliant.
I mean, it's only
seen.
March,
yeah.
but it really
no, but
is.
So
but that,
good.
Like, my jaw was on the floor. It was so
And I'm
perfect.
So glad Hulu is leaning in and doing these female projects that we're not
but
seeing elsewhere.
Interesting, brilliant, great things. So please, please watch it.
And it's Friday. It's this week, Friday.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
It drops tomorrow.
Yes.
Binge it.
I can't wait. Any other projects you need to. Are you doing Horror Story coming up?
Who are. Who knows? Who knows, Danny?
I don't know that you are, but I'm.
No one
guessing.
Can say and no one can tell. I don't know. It's all
a mystery.
It's all a mystery.
Well,
isn't
I can't
it?
Wait to maybe watch. I won't be watching if you know.
But and I will let you know when this thing that I'm not allowed to talk. It's weird. First of all, I hate more than anything when people on their social media show like pictures from a photo shoot and they're like # secret project.
Tell you soon.
I think it's the most irritating, annoying thing. I am not trying to do that right now. It's just that the show itself is very secretive and I'm not allowed. But it's like, it's not that when you hear about it, you're like, okay, who cares? Whatever. But I'm just working on something and I'll let you know about that too. It's going to be fun. And I'm really excited about it. It's a fun thing that I'm doing.
I can't wait. Well, I love seeing you pop up on anything.
Oh my God, Danny, you know that you're in my heart.
You're in my
heart.
And
I feel that you and I share so many important things.
I know. And you know what we're going to share soon?
What?
Countess and Friends.
Okay.
In May, we're going.
How about how she's playing at the Wiltern?
It makes no fucking sense.
I saw Kelly Clarkson play at the Wiltern. That's not a joke.
Leslie, I don't understand. You know, I heard rumors that she's dating the tour manager or
that
the tour, like, or maybe not manager,
producer,
but the
like
tour, whoever's like running the tour or something. So that's why I think keeps going because who would have thought? This has been over a fucking year.
And by the way, she sells out.
Sells out. Over
They're huge.
A whole year has gone by that she's doing
how
this
many,
tour.
How many people can fit into the Wiltern? 2,500?
It's funny because people always will tag me online or DM me or whatever when they go to a show in like Cleveland or wherever they are. And I'll always say like, how was it? And almost routinely, everyone's like, she sounded terrible, but it was so fun.
And when I saw her play here, it was, I don't know if I said this on your podcast. I've never been in a room where people were more wasted.
Right. So drunk.
People were more drunk than my prom. It was like, and I walked out first. It was packed to the fucking gills. They had to add a second show at the last minute. And I walked out first because it was just like, I got to get out of here because it was so crowded. And I watched people file out and people were falling on the ground, shit face drunk. The vibe in that room was so good. It must have been what it was like at a Jim Jones, like when they were in Ghana and he was preaching, like that was the vibe.
What was that? The Super Bowl performance where Diana Ross came out in the helicopter. It's like that same thing.
People were on another level. Like, there's so much goodwill for the Countess at these shows. And I get why she wants to do it. Such positive reinforcement. She's also in it for 25% of the show.
What do you think of Dorinda saying that, like, Lou's just out of rehab. Like, she's on the mend.
She shouldn't
be at the cabaret.
Well, it's actually just like how people throw themselves into work. As long as she's not drinking. Mm-hmm. Also, the show is 45 minutes and she's in it for 15 minutes.
Maybe 15.
Max.
Tops
and then she
15.
Brings really actual good talent, like Shoshana Bean and Cheyenne Jackson. Like, she has real people who
Very
can
excited
sing.
To see who she brings in May.
What do you think? At the Wiltern? That's not a joke.
Maybe she'll bring out Kelly Clarkson. We don't know.
What if Adele comes out? What if motherfucking Adele duets like, with
could
her?
Could you imagine Adele and Luann just doing Money Can't Buy You fucking
I'm
class?
I'm in a money current. Like, oh my God.
Money. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Adele speaking.
Oh, it would be so great.
Leslie.
Danny, it's always a joy and a pleasure.
This is so fun. Where can people find you on social media?
They can find me at Leslie Grossman on Instagram and at Miss Leslie G on Twitter. And the only reason that's my dumb name is because someone else had already taken
Did
Leslie
you have an
Grossman.
AOL instant message screen name?
I did. It was Star69.
What the fuck?
S-T-A-H-R. Because
S-T-A-H-R.
I was,
S-T-A-H-R.
Because I love Star69 was my favorite phone Leslie. Feature. Shut up, Danny. It was a long time ago.
I'm asking everyone that now, their instant message screen name. And the answers are shocking. And
it was
not
a
shocking
while ago. I also was Jewess something. It was like Jewess 1971 or something so fucking stupid.
Leslie, thank you so much.
I love you more than anything.
I love you more than anything. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook is facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. If you want to support this podcast and access bonus episodes, head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Click the Become a Patron button. And if you donate $4 more per month, you get access to all the bonus episodes and you help support this podcast. There's a full Scary Island recap over there, like a very in-depth 3-episode recap over there. And more importantly, the money just helps to support this show. I want to thank Samsung Technologies for sponsoring this podcast. And just for some of you who have been asking about the scheduling, I will be continuing with the Vanderpump Rules recaps every week after the episode airs. We are going to skip the Lohan recap next week, but we will be doing a final wrap-up Lohan for the finale week, which is in 2 weeks. And then I'll be doing the Roni recaps every week as well. I'm trying to cut back just a little bit because I'm getting a little overwhelmed. But we will be covering Roni, Vanderpump, and then I'm trying to sprinkle in Beverly Hills where I can, like I did with Leslie. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all. Let's do our little cool down. Let's wrap this up with a little cool down. We need to relax after that Roni episode. So let's all take a deep breath in, hold it, and breathe out. Let's take another deep breath in, and let's think of our parents. Think of your mom, your dad, a good memory. Breathe out. Now, Leslie gave her brilliant, wonderful thoughts on Kyle's parenting. So let's all just take a moment this week, today, to reach out to your mom or dad or a parent figure in your life, if you don't have a mother or father, but think of a parental figure in your life and just reach out and tell them you love them. Remind them of a good memory. Thank you guys so much for listening. And let's go out with our inspirational Kimberly Locke music. Thank you again. I love you. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.